listening to the News at Noon, live and local on 104.1 WIKY.
The News at Noon is brought to you by Good Samaritan Home. The skilled nursing staff at Good Samaritan Home will care for your loved one in a comfortable, home-like environment. Let our home be your home. Visit goodsamhome.org. Your tri-state weather today becoming partly sunny with spotty afternoon showers and a high of 68. Clearing skies tonight, low of 55. And on Friday, partly sunny and breezy with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 80. Right now, 66 at 104 FM, WIKY. Kentucky is officially adopting several new measures with regard to elections. The new law establishes a 3-day window of no-excuse in-person early voting. In addition, some voting procedures that were used during the COVID-19 pandemic will become permanent, including secure drop boxes and the online portal to request absentee ballots. It will also now be easier to remove people from the voter rolls if they're registered to vote in another state. The County Council discusses the allocation of funds Vandenberg County will receive from the American Rescue Plan. The Council is on record as supporting better internet for residents in rural parts of the county.
If we're going to do this and provide this service, you know, try to provide it in areas where we can get the most users onto it.
Councilmember Joe Kiefer, the county's Road to Recovery Committee will narrow down how to each cent of those funds will be spent. USI is now offering the COVID-19 vaccine to students and others. Vice President for Marketing and Communications Kendra Strupp says emails were sent out this week with details.
Our first priority, as Dr. White mentioned, is making sure our students get this vaccine, but we certainly don't want to waste any of it. We want to make sure that we're vaccinating as many people as we possibly can. So faculty and staff should feel free to go back to that Monday email and start registering for these spots.
Family and friends are welcome to register, but priority will be given to students and employees. Others will be put on a waiting list. School officials say they want to reach as many people as possible. Deaconess is holding a vaccination clinic next week at Toyota in Princeton. Employees and on-site suppliers are encouraged to get the vaccine, but it's not mandatory. Vaccinations will start Monday and will continue through the week. Evansville teachers are calling attention to issues they believe must be addressed by legislators. They say there are simply too many tasks required within contracted hours. They also say that when students transfer from private to public schools, the state funding doesn't follow. Julie Trice teaches at Harrison.
A student will start out at a private or charter school, and that school will get the funding, and then the student will get transferred out of there to a public school for the rest of the school year, and we receive no funding, but we are still expected to educate that student.
In social media posts, the Evansville Teachers Association called out the proposed GOP budget, saying it prioritizes private schools over public ones. A Madisonville teen thought the pill he was taking was Percocet, but it was laced with fentanyl. It took numerous doses of Narcan to save the victim's life, but those attempts were ultimately successful, and the victim was stabilized at a hospital. That's where police got involved, and their investigation led to a West Knoll Street apartment that reeked of pot. Execution of a search warrant netted several suspected fentanyl pills, marijuana, a gun, and cash. 23-year-old Antonio Anderson admitted to selling the pills to the overdose teen, leading to his arrest on numerous charges. A Mount Vernon man is sentenced to 16 years in prison after pleading guilty to multiple burglaries and thefts. As part of the plea agreement, 36-year-old Daniel Ferris admitted to breaking and entering multiple residences in Posey County in February of 2020. Law enforcement was able to recover several items that were stolen in those burglaries. Henderson police are investigating a report of shots fired in the 2300 block of Green River Road last night. Officers say they found several shell casings in the area. They're asking anyone with information to give them a call. Israel is paying tribute today to the 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis and their accomplices during World War II. Holocaust Memorial Day ceremonies taking place across the country. Survivors telling their horrific stories of cheating death to the younger generations of Israelis. In a national address, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a veiled warning to Iran that Israel will always do what it's needed to protect itself. That, as he warned the world not to put faith in the regime by returning to Iran's nuclear deal. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
A two-minute siren ringing out across Israel as people stopped, got out of their cars, even on the highways to stand in honor of the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. Special attention given this Holocaust Memorial Day to the 900 survivors who died of COVID-19, that after fending off death, often several times, in Nazi death and labor camps. But even for the living, the deadly virus wreaked a unique havoc on Holocaust survivors, the quarantine triggering traumatic memories, phobias, and depression. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Former Vice President and Indiana Governor Mike Pence has a deal for two books. His autobiography is scheduled to come out in 2023. A spokesman for publisher Simon & Schuster described it as, quoting here, an American story of extraordinary public service during a time of unrivaled public interest in our government and politics, end quote. There's no word on whether Pence would address the events of January 6th. Donald Trump supporters and Trump himself denounced Pence for not intervening in Congress's formal certification of Joe Biden's presidential victory, even though Pence had no power to do so. It's 12:09, and you're listening to the news at noon on 104 FM. WIKY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Standard & Poor's 500 has climbed back up into record territory. Late in the morning, that index was 12 points higher. The NASDAQ composite had gained 116 points, but the Dow Jones was off 24. The job market is supposed to be getting better, but you wouldn't know it from the latest numbers out of the Labor Department. 744,000 laid-off Americans filed first-time claims last week for unemployment benefits. That's higher than the prior week and well above the expectation of economists. Amazon may know by nightfall whether workers at one of its warehouses will join a union. A majority of the 5,800 employees at the Bessemer, Alabama warehouse, about 3,100 altogether, participated in that vote. Two big names in deliveries hope to launch their own credit cards. The Wall Street Journal says Instacart has picked J.P. Morgan to issue its new card. DoorDash is considering offers from major banks to offer its own credit card in the next few months. Jim Ryan, ABC News.